220,000 employees, spanning over 100 or multiple hundreds of subsidiaries, depending on at least 7,000 IT applications and services, running 60,000 containers and virtual servers, and using more than 100,000 open source components. And we need to know in real time which exact component is used where and how, in which version, in which application. So this session will cover a program that a few colleagues and I have been conducting over the past 2 years, roughly. But first, some expectation management. This session will not cover the entirety of Cyber Resilience Act, but we'll show a subset of it, which we consider as a, or I will show it, which we consider as a quite challenging part of it that is now in the implementation phase. And I won't have the time today to go into all the details. I would love to show you everything that we implemented so far and our roadmap. So I will try to focus here on the strategy, how we set up the program, what the reasoning is behind. I will give a second session tomorrow in the SBOM dev room, going more into the technical details, so you're welcome to join here. So here it's rather on the high-level view. Now, let me give you some context. Who of you hasn't heard of Deutsche Bahn yet? Ah, thank you. Go, we can skip the slide. No, what's interesting here basically is just the size and the diversity of the organization, the size of the IT, but also of the professions behind, of the people and the complexity. But what has this to do with the CRA? So in our understanding, or you will share that, the Cyber Resilience Act has many obligations for the different roles in IT, in software and security. And I will not touch all of them. Some of them, I would say, are basic principles of good IT software development and operations. My topic today, and I will take this out, is the question of getting transparency over supply chains using SBOMs. This is the subset that I will concentrate on today. SBOMs for Deutsche Bahn are not entirely new, as for most organizations probably. So earlier, we used them mostly for open source license compliance, but we never put them in a really larger context together with other governance owners, with security organization, and so on. And this changed. And so Cyber Resilience Act gave us the possibility, yeah, to put this on a new level, more or less. And what is this level, or what is this context that we are talking about? So when we think about transparent supply chains, it's really easier said than done, especially if you want to suit many use cases and regulations and requirements internally and externally. And one thing to consider here is that Deutsche Bahn, as not being a software company, still pulls in software from so many different streams. So we build software ourselves. And this is not only the apps that you are using to travel within Germany, DB Navigator or so. This is not only websites. This is also embedded stuff being on the tracks, in the station, small tiny things, and so on. This is also a lot of internal IT, of course, that we sell within or move within the Deutsche Bahn Group. We buy software, obviously, a lot, and operate that in the most different places, like I said already, embedded devices in the edge, in the cloud, containers, virtual servers, actual servers, some of them probably still on the desks, and yeah, on-premise as well. So we have to know what our mission is, and that goes beyond Cyber Resilience Act, is to find out which software is running where exactly, and ideally, who is responsible for that, how can we fix it if something is wrong. So can we find a common language to not only have an inventory of the software, but actually also to work with it, to make it usable? And you wouldn't be surprised that this language is SBOMs. So for us, SBOM is not a tool. It's not an obligation just by the Cyber Resilience Act. It's a common methodology to tackle multiple challenges. I won't go through all of them. I said we started with open source license compliance. It's just to fulfill the regulations, but it's also much more, right? We can support so many things if we do it right. So in my view, SBOMs must become some kind of a common methodology, a common language, or even a shared infrastructure among our organizations and beyond. So the full potential of SBOMs can also be used to integrate it with other standards, and I would like to pick out one of them, and that for me is VEX, Vulnerability Exploitability Exchange. That's a perfect match, and there are a few more perhaps, but this is great because it allows users or teams or organizations to create a machine-readable format in order to communicate whether I, as a team, as an organization, am affected by a known security vulnerability, so like a CVE. So I can have a perfect inventory or a good inventory of my software, match it with my database of known vulnerabilities, and I can have a machine-readable format in order to figure out whether the team in this very context would decide that, or manufacturer even, would decide that the vulnerability is exploitable. And that, again, reduces burden for teams for the whole integration because there will be a lot of findings. In our organization, like with many other organizations, especially since we are so federated and not a real software company in the sense, that does not happen easily to get these different methodologies into our organization. So, and now we are coming to the strategy part. How do we actually do that? So instead of looking only at a single use case, like for instance open source license compliance, we knew that we need a more holistic approach to it. And that isn't quite easy, but what helped us is to find a few principles that guide us along the way. And I would split them into the, I would say, rather procedural principles and the technical or architectural ones. There are many, but I take out the most important ones for me. The first is from the procedures to think big. I said it already, we need an holistic approach. It doesn't bring us anywhere if we do SBOMs here and SBOMs there, and it doesn't match really. So we think big, but we iterate our goal, our methodology, our processes that we thought of quickly by talking with internal stakeholders, by talking, although also gathering feedback by others. Another second important factor was to not talk in tools. When we started, we had the, I don't know, the urge to talk in tools that we already had within the enterprise architecture and things like how can we integrate it. But it was a game changer when we started to think in capabilities of these systems. So how do they bundle together? How can they fit together in order to suit the needs that we actually have? Then, on the rather architectural side, it was clear that we had to support all the different sourcing streams. So not only the stuff which we would be reliable or